So, hello everybody. Nice to have you here. We have another talk about basically Apache Drill in this drill session. And it's my pleasure to introduce, I'll stick with Joe.
Yeah.
Now, for his talk about HDF5 integration drill.
Thank yes. You. Good afternoon, Apache community. My name is Julie. And if you dare to pronounce my name in Korean, you can call me Lee Hyo-kyung. And I'm a software engineer at the HDF group. Before we drill into the collections of HDF5 files, let me introduce myself first, because it's my first time to attend the Apache conference. And I'm a father of two sons. First is Michael, and second is Philip. Michael will be 20 years old tomorrow, and he's a sophomore at University of Notre Dame. He's also in marching band, playing piccolo, so you may see him on TV if you are a big fan of Notre Dame football game. He also enjoys running, and he's a top guy who can finish a half marathon. And Philip is 11 years old, and he loves video game like Minecraft, and he's my favorite guinea pig for testing my Lambda function for Alexa's skill set, because his English is much better than I am. And I live in Illinois since 1994. Champaign is a small campus town, has University of Illinois at the center. I studied computer science there from 1994 to 2002. And the town is also home of the historic NCSA Telnet, Mosaic, HTTP, if you know them. And I also enjoy playing golf more than writing code. So I visited Las Vegas to play golf in 2017. And if you're a golfer, my two favorite courses in here are Wolf Creek and Cascata. So if you have time, try that. Also, I wish ApacheCon has a golf track, not just drill, who can arrange hacking fairways and sand bunkers. Although it's my first time to attend ApacheCon, I was madly in love with Apache software at the first sight. In 1995, I took a multimedia operating system course for the class project. I hacked Apache HTTP server software source to deliver text and music in sync over the network. And during the final project demo, I sang the song Now and Forever, which you can see in the screen, in front of students. Although I got an A in that class, because of my performance, please don't ask me to repeat the singing today. I'm just satisfied that my idea of internet karaoke is validated by YouTube much later. In 2013, Chris Manman, an Apache PMC from NASA JPL, and my boss, Mike Falk, encouraged me to start an Apache incubator project with the community. Thus, I wrote an incubation proposal called Hot Dog. Although it never took off as an official project for various reasons, I still think Hot Dog is the coolest project name for Apache. So if someone can modify the proposal and reuse the name, I'll be very happy to see it going. So finally, I made a touchdown at Apache conference physically. And I was surprised that Apache Software Foundation is celebrating its 20th birthday this year. And coincidentally, my son will celebrate his 20th birthday tomorrow as well. So I think I'll never forget how old Apache Foundation is for the rest of my life. So enough about me. Now let me talk about my workplace, the HDF Group. Our group has a similar storyline as Apache Software Foundation. They both started as open source projects under the same NCSA, University of Illinois, parent, and became non-profit organizations. Although HDF project started 5 years earlier than HTTPD, we got the IRS tax ID as a non-profit organization 7 years later than Apache Software Foundation. And I'm glad that both HDF and Apache survived for a long time compared to Mosaic, they took the for-profit company direction. Here are more details about the HDF Group. We are a mission-driven company, and our mission is to develop, maintain, and sustain HDF-free open-source software. We make a living by providing support, development, and consulting related to HDF technologies. Our customers include federal government, like NASA, private companies, some high-frequency trading company, and consortia. And users are everywhere, including North and South Pole, because of the earth science resource nature. And we take our mission very, very seriously. So we call ourselves as pigs, not chickens. And do you know the difference between pigs and chickens? And chickens are involved for eggs, but pigs are really committed to produce bacon. So our team is fully committed to ensure long-term availability of HDF technologies and accessibility of HDF stored data. So in short, we do whatever it takes to help our users sleep peacefully after they store their valuable data in HDF. So the arrival, why are we here? To Apache community members who never heard about HDF, we look like aliens because it's our first time to give a talk here. Before I talk about why we are here, I'd like to mention how we could arrive here. We did not use a spaceship, definitely, that resembles 90-degree rotated Goodyear blimpy. In fact, Charles Giver, who is a drill PMC, helped us tremendously for our safe arrival here. Here are five reasons why we arrived here. We would like to build a relationship with our Apache community, demystify HDFI for the audience, and give an update on our efforts, and outline potential areas of collaboration, and give feedback, seek help, and helpers. At the end of Apache Conference, we'd like to establish clear lines of communication. We want to understand how the Apache community works and how we can work together. Finally, we want to develop some ideas for joint projects. Apache and HDF have both mutual awareness and unawareness. So if I search Apache issues, I can find more than 6,000 issues related to CSV file format. However, there are only 29 issues for HDF5. On the other hand, if I search our forum with the Apache keyword, it returns only 21 results. And some Apache projects are aware of our existence, dating from 2011 to last May. For example, Apache Tika, started by Chris Memme, has the most issues. Yes, he's the same guy that encouraged me to start cooking hot dog in Apache Incubator. Another NASA-related project called Open Climbing Workbench is the second place. Arrow team is aware of HDF5 because Wes McKinney used HDF5 to benchmark performance of the Fedora format. And there are 11 other projects that mention HDF5 in their issues. Here's one example from MetaModel project that says HDF5 is unknown territory. Working in the Python data science space for a bit, I've discovered the HDF5 file format, which has some very good properties and is getting more and more adoption. It would be nice for Apache MetaModel to have a module that would allow reading and writing HDF5 files. Here's another example that asks for help about unknown territory called HDF5. It seems that using the official HDF5 reader is not viable choice for Spark due to platform-dependent binaries. We need to look for pure Java implementation. Apparently, there is one called NessieDev. Do we have any simple explanation of the HDF5 file format and its encoding? So I can use some alternative tools to convert files to more readable format. Okay. So if you are really new to HDF land, you may ask, what does HDF stand for? HDF stand for, wait, can you read the first line from back? If you have difficulty in reading the first line from the back, you are not alone. This is how a new user feels about HDF. When I first wrote a program that reads HDF5 in 2007 as a new employee, I heard a joke that HDF stands for highly difficult format. In fact, HDF stands for hierarchical data format. And the name makes more sense if you try HDF. And if you become a real expert, you can see the great benefit of managing data in HDF. And you can start seeing halo in World H. So in the next 2,000 years, people may call HDF as holy data format. So then here are some of my email signatures to educate and promote HDF to my contact list. HDF is a file format, like Adobe's PDF. So document goes to PDF, and data goes to HDF. And HDF is software, like Oracle database, that powers internet. We empower big data science. And HDF is like a tailor-made golf driver that can hit more than ABC, long and straight. And by the way, ABC means AI, big data, and cloud. And I like the term a lot. So let's talk more about how others see HDF5 from community. It's perfectly fine to say that HDF5 is an elephant, because you may hear so many different answers for the question of what is HDF5. Some say it's file format, PDF of data, binary XML, IO middleware, web file system in a file, data container, database without query interface, no SQL store, and so on. Then, what will be the proper description of HDF5 today? HDF5 is a software technology stack that provides a vehicle for the creation of data assets and their transfer across platforms into the future. First of all, HDF5 is community-driven ecosystem, and technical details like a data model, file format, and other representation and library follow the community. So we depend on one, community, and try to keep things organized on the two. Thus, let's go over HDF5 ecosystem first. HDF5 is a very general purpose data model and building block for developing data standards. HDF EOS is NASA's Earth Observation System standard. Nexus is a common data format standard for Neutron, X-ray, Muon, science. Allotrope is an international pharmaceutical scientific research industries consortium. And Allotrope is developing an advanced data architecture to exchange and management of lab data throughout its life cycle. So in short, HDF5 is being used for developing standards to store data from tiny particles like a muon in physical labs and physics labs and molecules in chemistry labs to the entire Earth and beyond, like a cosmic gravitational wave data from the universe. And there are numerous applications that are shipped with HDF5 libraries. MATLAB is very famous because they use HDF5 underneath for storing data in .mat file. So .mat file is basically the same as HDF5 file. MSC Nestran is a structural analysis application, and it is based on prominently for finite element analysis. LabVIEW is a systems engineering software for applications that require test, measurement, and control with rapid access to hardware and data insights. And there are many high-level API interfaces. The goal of PyTable is to enable the end user to manipulate easily data tables and array objects in a hierarchical structure. The foundation of the underlying hierarchical data organization is the excellent HDF5 library. And by the way, this is what their website says, not me. NetCDF, Network Common Data Form, is a set of software libraries that self-describing machine-independent data formats that support the creation, access, and sharing of array-oriented scientific data. Climate and forecasting, weather forecasting industry uses NetCDF a lot, and underneath is HF5. E-Numerics is another high-level interface mathematical class library on the .NET platform. So we also runs on Windows seamlessly, not just high-performance computing supercomputers. And many developers around the world have created language bindings for HF5. For example, Python, R, Zulia, really good examples. We do not maintain, we didn't create them. Community did. And there are numerous other languages bindings, such as Node, JavaScript, and Go. In high-performance computing, I/O has been considered the main bottleneck. Thus, we have put a lot of efforts to improve parallel I/O performance on HPC systems for a very long time through message passing interface I/O. Exascale computing project is accelerating the delivery of capable exascale computing ecosystem for breakthroughs in scientific discovery, energy assurance, economic competitiveness, and national security. And our EXA HDF5 effort is going on, and it's a part of the Exascale computing project. Finally, new storage gives us new challenges for high-performance I/O. Distributed asynchronous object storage, DAOS, is the foundation of the Intel Exascale storage stack. OpenIO's software-defined storage is an open-source object storage solution that for big data, ideal for big data, HPC, and AI. And with its distributed grid architecture and unique self-healing technology, OpenIO scales easily without mandatory data rebalancing while delivering consistent high performance. Also, OpenIO is S3 compatible and can be deployed on-premise or cloud-based on any hardware that you choose. Persistent memory, PMEM, is also very interesting. It's a solid-state, high-performance, byte-addressable memory device that resides on the memory bus. Being on the memory bus allows PMEM to have DRAM-like access to data, which means that it has nearly the same speed and latency with DRAM, and the non-volatility of NAND flash. For HDF5 technical details, due to the limited time, we highly recommend you to read these two books. Please note that the authors are not employees of the HDF group at all. They are the scientists. And so then you can be the next author of a book that explains HDF technology. So before you publish, please feel free to ask us to review your book. We can help. And if you are a developer who wants to learn by trying, you can learn more about HDF5 and HDFpi using Google Gmail account. All you need is a web browser. You can create a new notebook using Google Collaboratory application. And it's quite exciting to see that HDFpi, which is a Python interface to HDF5, is a built-in package for Google Collab. You don't need anything to install. And since there are 1.5 billion Gmail users now, we consider them as our potential HDF5 users as well, which is very exciting. And HDF5 is portable in many forms. Unlike many Apache projects, they rely on JVM, Java Virtual Machine. HDF5 heavily relies on C language and POSIX and MPI. Since it has open file format specification, it is portable as bytes on disk. So projects like PyFive, JavaScript5, JS5, and NetCDF Java all could read bytes from disk without relying on our HDF5 libraries at all. So any Java ByteStream reader class can read HDF5 using offset and length. It is also possible to use data model only, not the storage, and use different storage underneath. Existing HDF5 applications call the same high-level calls, so users will not notice how they are being stored underneath. For example, we have developed highly scalable data service, and Kita using HDF5 REST API model. And H5 distributed, H5D uses the same H5 Pi interface but calls the REST API underneath to utilize Cloud Object Storage System. HDF5 is also extensible through many virtual layers. In the picture at the top, you will see virtual object layer right below HDF5 API. And at the bottom, you can see virtual file layer called H5FD. So if you modify those two layers, basically you can run any HDF5 application on any storage. So scaling HDF5, this is the main issue. We can handle a few of these small container boxes, and we are always curious about big ship. And when we talk about scaling, we can consider many dimensions. For example, a single HDF5 file can be like a few bytes in size to 80 gigabytes. And one HDF5 file can be used per hour or day or year for data aggregation. And if you use a compression filter, you can reduce storage cost and improve the speed in delivering data over the network. But on the other hand, you need to spend some time on decompression at the client side. Thus, there are many other dimensions like client count, access patterns, mobility, and sharing when you talk about scaling. Apache solutions are great for scaling out and up. And there are plenty of choices like Hadoop, Spark, and Drill. And there are some interest in applying Apache solutions to HDAP in our community. For example, one of the most popular blog articles is how to run Spark on collection of HDAP5 files. And we are aware of these interests and made some efforts, although they are not perfect yet. And when we put some efforts to integrate Apache solutions for HDAP, we encountered a few technical issues. And they are not new, and it's the story of our lives. However, we could get together and move forward. Although there are many solutions in Apache world, let's focus on three solutions: Hadoop File System, Spark, and Drill. First, let's talk about Hadoop File System because it's one of the oldest and most fundamental solutions. Historically, HDF5 has favored POSIX like file systems. High-end computing community provides some drive-in replacement solution for Hadoop file system like Orange file system and Lustre, but there are still good reasons to use HDFS. For HDFS, the obvious starting point is libhdfs CAPI, and we integrate it using virtual file driver. S3 storage is also supported, and they are now part of the official public release of HDF5. And for now, it is read-only. We provide some example and video too. Although we confirmed that we can read data from S3 or HDFS, we did not perform evaluation large scale yet. And we have plenty of rooms for other approaches, including read-write support for HDF5 in HDFS. Second, Spark. Two Department of Energy labs developed Spark solutions for HDF5 collection 3 years ago. One is H5 Spark, and the other is Spark HDF5. Jia Lin at Lawrence Berkeley National Lab explored parallel characteristics and lost file system scaling. H5 Spark used RDDs, and the repository has been very quiet for the last 3 years. On the other hand, Spark HDF5 by Josh supports Spark SQL data store. It's also quiet for the last 3 years, but we extended it a little bit further. Spark HDF5 uses JHDF5 by Bern from Swiss instead of our homegrown Java API. However, JHDF5 lacked the VFD support, which is very essential for Hadoop file system or S3 object storage access. Again, we could not evaluate our work at the internet scale yet. And there's another effort by NASA JPL. SciSpark used NetStep Java instead of JHF5. During our Spark development effort, we found something that's desired in Spark mainstream. Thus, we hope that we can establish some connection with the Spark PMCs. Third and last, Drill. We see Drill as a perfect solution for pile of files situation. We are glad that Charles Giber is actively working on HDF5 format plugin. And HDF5 has many primitives to support high-dimensional scientific data. And we see a challenge here because SQL deals with 2D tables. However, there is an interesting proposal from Drill expert to overcome this issue. And it is currently limited to POSIX like file system. And we see the same issue of supporting virtual file driver and comprehensive evaluation at scale. As you can see from Spark and Drill, Java is considered the main hurdle. We have many C developers. Compared to Java in our company, we have 34 employees, and most of them are C. And they have a poor track record for supporting Java. For example, we provide thinly veiled JNI wrappers, and our Java code is like a C code. And development of new Java app is a very hassle because our distribution is not tuned into Maven yet. For scaling, native dependencies complicate matters. Thus, some developers may want to think about pure Java implementation that can read HDF5 from file spec directly. However, we are not still sure what's the benefit, demand, or cost will be. Instead, other storage level representation might be a better investment. And JHF5 is popular because it handles all the native dependencies with the right abstraction level of APIs. Yet, it is lagging in supporting all the latest features that HF5 C library provides. Again, we're not Java experts, so Apache community can guide us and help us a lot here. Here are some parting thoughts. Do you remember Peter Hingen's The Tale of Two Bridges? Peter Hingen is the founder of ZeroMQ. He wrote a great story about two engineers. The first engineer was silent. Funny thing, he said, "My bridge was demolished about 10 years after we built it. Turns out it was built in the wrong place and no one wanted to use it. Some guys had thrown a rope across the gorge a few miles further downstream, and that's where everyone went. So we don't want to build a bridge that no one needs. Instead, we want to put small ropes first. Thus, we want to ask some questions and discuss with the Apache community before we fully commit for further development. In the short term, our first question is there a good Java example to follow so that we can make our Java house in order and clean? And comprehensive evaluation is another big question mark for us. How and where do Apache test for performance and ensure that it works well at the internet scale? In the medium term, our question is, where is the right place to start building? Is it like an incubation or top-level project? And our next question is, are there people who want to be like a PMC or developers, committers that will deal with HDF? Finally, you guys have any question about HDF? And it's time to ask me. And if you want to work with us, yeah, please email me at hyokle@hfgroup.org.
Topic HDF files, you mentioned something about the size of the files.
So from my experience, It can be as large as 80 gigabytes. But, yes, one file, 80 gigabytes. That's the largest that I've seen in depth with. But it can go beyond that, of course. In theory, it's unlimited, yes. That it's designed that way.
So is the expectation to process, is there not a way to split those files into smaller
files? So NASA's example, they split files by some hourly basis. Sometimes they do daily basis and monthly, even quarterly and yearly. And they make a catalog of those files and index them with Elasticsearch and serve the data to the users. So if you don't have any further question, let me finish by my talk and summarize with a few movie clips that can motivate you to help us. So this is a scene from the movie Transformers in 2007. This is the same year that I started working for the HF Group. And here comes a brave team like Apache Commuters who want to explore the new territory. They work really hard. Yeah, the leader says, no sacrifice, no victory. They really, really work hard like Apache developers. The team drill the ice in the Arctic day and night to find something. But if you remember the movie, it was actually a Siberian husky on the right corner who found the hole and started digging that something is there. And you see how smart the dog is? While everybody is collapsing into the sinkhole, yeah, he's staying at the farthest point from the hole after he found it. And the leader is like Ted Dunning, a legendary board member of Apache Software Foundation, and he declares, yay, we made a discovery. And he accidentally activated the switch, and Megatron wakes up. And this one switch started a new era of human civilization. Now we have to live with the Transformers. And I think Megatron is similar to the HDF group, who hibernated deeply from the Apache world. And the coordinates of the cube location on Earth was imprinted on eyeglasses. And these eyeglasses become the cursor for discovering the Megatron later. But in reality, yeah, if Megatron really exists and came to Earth and crashed into the Earth, Arctic, I think the event was probably imprinted on HDF, not the eyeglasses. And here comes the Richard Marx song again. Wherever you go on the land, whatever you do, like drinking water and breathe air, and how your heart breaks due to earthquake, fire, hurricane, volcano, NASA Earth Science data and information system will archive the data in HDF. And they've been doing for last 20 years, more than 20 years. And for example, the picture on the right was recorded on December 18, 2008. And you see a tiny trail, that's a fireball from the space that splashed into the Bering Sea in Northern Europe. And for those who are not familiar with the NASA Earth Observation System mission, I'll show Terra Fusion Project demo video from NCSA that I was involved. So this is how NASA satellites observe the data. And if you see, they make an orbit around the circle. That one stripe is the 80 gigabyte data. And they've been doing this 24/7, 365 days, more than like 20 years. So in total, it's like 2.3 petabytes, even if after data is compressed. And it's available for public. So if you really like big data, yeah, use that as your test bed and see which data format works best, big data technology works best with this kind of amount of data. And you will see MOPID, MODIS, MISER, And all these data you can see from the weather channel whenever something happens on the Earth. So this was generated by the supercomputer, Blue Waters at NCSA, probably the most powerful computer in the US. Even if NASA puts dozens of satellites, still, these are not enough. Yeah, the resolution is high enough. They don't collect enough data. So do you remember MH370? What is it? It's a Malaysian airline 370, which was missing 5 years ago. And still, we don't know where it crashed. So drilling, real-time data, collection of HDFI files is very important to save lives who need help desperately. And another example, drilling historic data also can help, as you can see from the Hurricane Dorian example that happened recently. With 30 years of microwave data, the paper demonstrates how the model can estimate with increasing accuracy a tropical cyclone's intensity. Yeah, if you predict category 4 or 5, that's a huge difference. And the longer you preserve your data in HDF and analyze the collection with machine learning, the more accurately we may be able to predict the future. And the good prediction saves thousands of people. And finally, so drilling a large collection of HDF5 is very important for future generation, like my second son, Philip. And I wish both HDF and Apache thrive for the next 2,000 years until they are revealed together as H in Holy, Apache A in Angel by the community. And that's my talk. Thank you. Yeah, so as a side note, I did some fun project called HDFCraft, and it uses Earth data and creates a Minecraft terrain map. So users can really experience how elevation change recorded by satellites looks like. So you can swap the land and ocean easily. So on the top image, you can see, oceans are all lands in Minecraft world, virtual world, and you can see ocean in the lens. Yeah.
You run this on a large cluster? Or?
No. So our group has some machines, yeah. But we don't have enough cluster to really test at scale. It's left to the like big national labs, like Lawrence Livermore Lab and NASA data centers. They are the ones do real high, large scale testings and experiments.
So when you talk about like using drill to explore HDF data, right? Each file is a very large file, and then there are tons of these files, right? So you would definitely need a larger set of machines.
Right. So
how do you do that? And chances of that.
Yes, yes. So our hope is we work closely with the cloud vendors. They put a lot of data in their cloud and harness their power. Because I see AWS as the most powerful supercomputing in the world, not the Blue Waters in US. Yeah, same for like a Facebook computing cluster. And so cloud is the real supercomputer in my opinion. And internet scale data analytics is very important in the future. So we really want to work closely with the Apache community in the next few years. It's time, okay? Great.